The following program, One More Good Idea, is sponsored by Marcus Newman, and to the extent applicable, his guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Good morning. Coming to you live from the studios on Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. It's your favorite show of mine, One More Good Idea, with your host, me.
Whoa.
It's my turn. Hello, how are you doing? Usually you see the beautiful face of Marcus Newman, but unfortunately, or fortunately for me, and I'm also joined by Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Nikos.
Hey, so Marcus is on a cross-country trip to Florida.
Okay.
He is dropping off his wonderful daughter, who is also in studio. You can go check out that show. That's before. Anyway, he has been doing vlogs.
Okay, I thought I saw he posted something last night, but I was here in studio, so I couldn't really fire up my phone and watch it.
So he's been doing these travel vlogs.
How have they been going?
Well, they started off kind of strange. He was in traffic in Atlanta. Then he started wearing sunglasses. His daughter has been the star of the show, I think, because of her reactions, everything he says. He's quite literally just being dad in the car recording. You remember how they used to have those old the camcorders, mm-hmm. and then
But now you can like make that instantly public with everybody, so that's even more embarrassing if you're a college student.
So, yeah, essentially it's been cross-country with Marcus Newman. But I'm glad you guys are joining us today. Also, if you don't mind, go follow us on Facebook at One More Good Idea. You can also give us a call. We're going to be talking about retail. I know it's super fun. It's about to be... It's already Thanksgiving.
What specifically about retail, though?
Well, it's just... We're going to be talking about... retail in the pandemic, worst retail stories. I mean, even if you, the customer's not always right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start off with that.
Absolutely.
I currently work, obviously, I work here. I do things. I work at social media here. I work as a board op. Sometimes I do maintenance jobs here. I'm like, changing light bulbs, but
here,
yeah.
Okay,
I've been asked. Hey, can you go change the light bulb? Sure.
You wear many hats here, WCPT.
But on the other end, I also work in retail. I work in a hardware store, so I've worked in hardware a hardware store pretty much since I've started working in general. Since I was 16, I started my career in jobs at an Office Depot. But recently, obviously, due to the pandemic, it's been a little different. And I started working back into retail the last 3 weeks. And I would say it's been the most interesting 3 weeks of my life. Just we got a new president in the last couple weeks. We have a president who doesn't want to say, hey, wear a mask. We have people who are... he's won, and it's Joe Biden. Now that whole scenario is going on, but that's also being played out in the public, right? And when you have when you're going to when you're working at a hardware store, and you're getting, I mean, obviously any retail, you get all short sorts of people, but specifically working in hardware, you tend to get a lot of people who are just, I'm in, I'm here, I'm getting my hammer, and I don't want to be...
Yeah, short and sweet. They come in, they know what they want, in and out, yeah.
And we're supposed... Now you're supposed to say, hey, you need a mask. But there's a thing. Where I work, they don't tell you need to wear a mask.
Okay.
So it's kind of... It's a weird place, because, you know, obviously everywhere... you need to wear a mask, and you know you need to have these certain parameters for safety, right?
Are there a lot of people not wearing masks?
No, there's like nobody. There are people wearing masks. I think it's normal. It's normalized in the public right now.
Sure,
but I mean, I think you should be wearing a mask if you're out.
But what I'm saying though, like at the store level, are you seeing a lot of people not wearing a mask?
I'm seeing not a lot of people wearing these masks. And we can offer them a mask, right?
Okay.
But we can't tell them to do it. And this kind of, we have these team meetings, right? I mean, I imagine It's actually a funny story. We have a team meeting in the mornings, right? And the manager, he calls everyone up. He essentially rings a bell, and we're supposed to come to the bell. And nobody really comes, and I'm one of the new guys, so he's just like, "Oh, what are you doing here?" I'm like, "Well, you called everybody." It's like, "Oh, I'm only looking for important people." So I'm like, okay, this is starting off great.
Well, just like weird corporate structures, because I think you were telling me about this place, just kind of the...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you were going to go into that story about the, you know, how they didn't know who the manager
was. Yeah, I'll tell that okay, later. Yeah, okay. Prequel, I guess, to the story is that my boss didn't know who the boss was of me, and then we found him, but he was never the boss. Was he ever really there? But anyway, following up with the story, so everyone gets called up, and one of the people who have to wear a mask as an employee, but there wasn't really any, you know, how you need to wear it. So people were just wearing it down under the nose, and it doesn't help. It doesn't help at all. You just wear it. Mm-hmm. And the boss was just like, "Hey, we all need to wear it now." And one of the employees had like a big fit about it. And of course, someone's like, "Oh, he must be a Trump supporter." And then that started like an all-out battle between all employees. It was crazy. So
this is before or after the election?
This was like right after the election. Okay. So this is just
okay.
It's been absolute chaos working in retail. And no, keep in mind, it's not like we were just in like our meeting room. This is like out in the public where everybody can hear. There's customers who are just like "Hell yeah, brother!"
Open forum, yeah.
Yeah, like "Can I get a Satanist?" People like pulling down their gaiters, like, "I don't want to wear this thing either." Like,
turns into a town hall meeting.
It kind of was, but it was just, it's insane to think that when you're in a public setting like that, you know, you would think everybody, especially when you're touching items and you're meeting with like random people you don't even know, that you wouldn't want to be safe to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, be able to send, like, someone was complaining about hand sanitizer being, "Why is there hand sanitizer everywhere?" What?
Yeah.
So anyway, working in retail, I mean, this has been one of the strangest times of my life. Now, I'm only really working in retail now. I think everybody, if you can get more money, I think anybody wants to get more money right now. But, you know, for me, I literally live like 2 minutes away from this place. So I was just like, hey, might as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's been interesting. There's a lot of people that are doing the same thing out there right now. But,
no, I've known you for 2 years now. When you didn't work a job in retail...
No.
On the side until now.
Yeah.
When was the last time that you had a job in retail?
Man, I worked in retail right before I came here. Actually, 8 months before I started here in 2018, I was a department manager at a Home Depot.
Okay.
And when I was there, essentially, we weren't essential because everybody gets fired every 2 minutes. Ironic how that comes full circle when they tell you need to be essential, but you could still be fired during it.
Yeah.
Anyway, different story. But I was a garden manager, right? And I'm taking care of... they tell you you're a garden, you know, so you think that your job is to take care of the garden, right? But... It's not. It's
okay,
not. There's like outside patio furniture. You need to go inside and work on all. You work on more of the garden tools than you work in the actual garden. Like, they have a garden specialist who works on all the flowers and stuff. But if you're the manager, you're working on. You're not doing any fun plotting. Like, you're not going out
figuring out where the fertilizer needs to go. And, yeah.
It was not fun. Anyway, but I worked. I've been working in, you know, retail stores, like I said, since I was like 16, right? Like, right when I could work is right when I started working. But how about you? Have you worked in retail?
I have, yeah. I was trying to figure out how many years exactly, but my first job was at Kmart back in Crystal Lake back in the 90s. And then after that,
Those don't exist anymore.
I know, right? They don't. Like, I mean, for real, is there even one Kmart store around? The last one I remember in the city was like right off the highway on Edison.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that exists anymore.
You know, when I was younger, when I was first came around Chicago, I always knew Walmart. Right, because where I was from was just Walmart. So when I saw like a K, I was like, "Are they the same?" It's kind of with those things that go in through your mind when you're a kid. It's just like Kmart.
Have you ever seen? Is it Army of Darkness where he works at S Mart?
Yeah.
Shop Smart.
But I never. Did you when working at Kmart? Did they tell you what the K stands for?
It's been so long. I thought they did. I don't remember, though. I honestly couldn't tell you.
That's like the biggest thing.
I think it's something stupid like they're based in Kalamazoo. I have no idea, though. I have no idea.
See, that those are the things that are going to disappear with time. What does the K really stand for at Kmart?
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
I could just get a team of
investigators on it.
If you work at Kmart, give us a call. 773-763-9278. We must know what the K stands at Kmart. So you worked in Kmart. How was that experience?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I got to dig deep here. I remember it was just nuts being like, I was like 16, 17, really young, you know, just a first job. They stick me on like cashier, and it was like, you know, like, okay, working my first 8-hour shift, you know, like on a Saturday. I remember it was nonstop.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like you punch in 8 o'clock, go to your register, maybe you get called out for your breaks, you know, the lunch in the middle, but it was like nonstop from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I'm ringing up people like without even like a lapse in between. So,
yeah,
I remember that was intense though for 16, 17 years old. Like, wow, this is an intense experience having to bring up that many customers in a row.
Now, when you say you worked 8 hours, would you rather be busy for your 8 hours or not be busy?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on the job, but it definitely moves quicker when it goes faster. And I suppose in a job in retail, you know, like I never really enjoyed my experiences in retail for as many years as I worked in it.
Yeah.
But you want it to go quicker. I don't know. Working here, though, it's like I never think about the time other than how important the time is to the programming.
I have a theory on that.
Yeah.
So when you work in retail, I feel like you're always just waiting for your time for you to get off of working from retail.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that sits there like, I can't wait to go to.
I remember like my 20s being like, I dreaded. When I wasn't working, I dreaded being at work in retail. When I was working in retail, I thought about what I was going to do when I wasn't working.
I don't know one person that sits there and is just thinking to themselves right when they get out of their car to walk up to the place. Just
those
like,
are the people that wanted like upper management positions.
No, I'm coming in today. I disagree completely because I never once thought that. Like, and I was upper management.
Yeah, okay.
I was always just sitting
there. You never wanted to go higher than where you were in the chain, though.
You know what? But I know people who have become like general managers, sure, have become assistant general managers. And those are the same people that I hated just as much as I do. So they're the same people who are like, maybe we could shorten the day. Like, it's like closing at 10. 5:30 sounds pretty good to me.
Get a lot of business after.
No one comes in after nine. Send everyone home.
Save some money.
But I do have a theory on that. So for here, where we there's clocks everywhere, right? And the clock is so important. Like right now, we have a break at 8:28, right? And it's staring right in my face. And there's a clock.
Make sure
on top.
You get that break.
Right. And there's a clock right on top of it.
There's sponsors. Yeah, to this show.
Right.
Like Al's North Shore Electric.
Al's All for All Your Electric, you know,
for all your electric needs.
Yeah,
see, that's it.
I'm not sure if he's sponsoring shows, but Al, shut up, Al.
Yeah.
But no, you know, we have clocks everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here I feel it's because it's so normal and that's part of our job. We don't, when a minute goes by, right, it doesn't feel like a minute. Comparatively speaking to when you're not looking at clocks and you're just, but you force yourself to look at a clock, you look at it more on a basis of how much, you know, obviously time has gone by, less of what the time means, you know? So when I'm working at my hardware job, I'm looking at the time because I'm forcing myself to go look at the time, and then I notice when time goes by. Compared to here, no, it's gonna, this hour is gonna fly by, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's because I'm only paying attention to it by segments, and it's so different. I've never, I love working here, right? And I like doing these things, but I never noticed the time. It's like, oh, that was 7 hours. Whoa, that was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, comparatively speaking to when I'm working at the hardware store, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's only been an hour.
Seven more to go.
Yeah. Like, I was going through this dilemma. Yes, my weekends are crazy. Like, I worked in the morning from 6 in the morning until 12 in the afternoon, and then I went from 12, got here at 1, so then I worked 1 to whatever. And then today, it flipped. So then I was here at 5 o'clock, and then I'm there right after I leave from here till whatever, 7 o'clock. But my hours are so, like, weird. Every time I look at the clock when I'm there, I'm just like, dude, I've been up since before the chicken.
Before the rooster crows.
I kind of want to be doing this. But among those things, while working in retail, like I said, I've worked in retail. I mean, I'm sure lots of people have obviously had experiences with bad customers. I had a weird experience actually my first day. So I get in, I clock in, and like I said, I've worked in these hardware stores before, so I kind of have a general idea of what's going on. My manager, well, not really I don't have a manager, but whatever, the person who's in charge of me says, all right, you're in aisle 1, 2, and 3. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to clean up, do whatever, answer some questions, and do my thing. I go in there. Right off the bat, somebody asks me, hey, do you know where a blower is for leaves? And I'm like, oh, I could figure it out. I'll look it up on my phone, figure it out. And the person's like, okay, cool, I'll go over there. I'm like, all right, no problem. Leaves. Nobody else is coming in for another, hour, it seemed. The guy comes back an hour later. He's like, you sent me to the wrong place. And keep in mind, it's been, an hour later. I'm just like, okay, I mean, we can go. I'll go walk over there with you. Take him to where the leaf blowers are. And he's like, no, I'm not looking for a leaf blower. I'm looking for a blower. I'm like, what are you talking about, a blower? He's like, no, it blows things. I'm like, yeah, like leaves? He's like, no, like hair. I'm like, a hair dryer? And he's like, yeah, it says I can get it here. I'm like, what? Anyway, that was my first time.
Looking for a hair dryer at the hardware store.
Yeah, okay. I know. Okay. It was just random. I didn't understand that, and that was just a weird thing for my first day. Have you ever experienced strange things at a hardware store?
At a hardware store, but
in general.
Okay, so just weird customers. A couple come to mind. So I worked at a Walgreens for a very long time, and I worked in the photo department. One of the most difficult, like trying to explain to someone, the aspect ratios of two different sizes, like a 4x6 photo and a 5x7 photo. It's not just because you're adding an inch on each side doesn't mean that, like, when you're transferring from image to image that you get the full image, because it's a different aspect
different
ratio.
Size. Yeah.
It's a different size. So something gets kind of cropped out a little bit, just, depending on.
Some people do it on purpose if they're trying to get out.
Yeah.
This guy
had a really nice, landscape photo or something and wanted it. And it was just like, hey, this is getting cut out. And I was trying to explain to him, okay, well, this is how it goes. You're going to lose your sides, just a little bit on each side. And it wasn't like everything needed to fit into frame. So I remember that being just difficult. He wouldn't get that, we'll make it happen. It's like, I can't, reposition your photo. If you want it in this size, it's going to have to be that way.
He probably watched, I assume this is the early 2000s.
Yeah. Back when people actually used film and
probably watched an episode of CSI and was just like, if they can do it, why can't Paul from Walgreens?
Right.
We have the technology.
My Fuji film machine that I just kind of run it through. Yeah,
exactly. No, for sizes though, what's ironic is so back when I was working at Menards and I worked in the plumbing department and you need to get sizes for hoses and whatnot. And there's a quarter inch, half quarter inch, whatever. This person needed a quarter inch, and I'm just like, this is what's going to fit on your hose. And he's like, no, mine's not a quarter inch. And he has the hose in his hand. I'm like, I'm fitting it on. I'm like, no, this is the size. He's like, well, it says right here. I'm like, no, it says quarter inch, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, this is it. And he's like arguing. I'm like, okay, then go grab it, whatever. I'm like, then do your thing, whatever you got to do. He comes back soaking wet and he's like, why would you give me the wrong thing? I'm just like, dude, I told you straight up that it was it. But customers are so strange with those things, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like when And I don't think I've ever been that because I've worked in retail.
Yeah, I was going to bring up how, you know, like I think in retail, it's the same thing you see with like servers. You know, like if you've worked in serving in the restaurant industry, you're nice to the people that work right. In the service and restaurant industry. You take care of them, or at least you know how to approach them, how to deal with, you know, with them. With retail, I think it's the same way, where like if you've worked in retail, you're going to be a lot more patient with, you know, people working in retail sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you work in retail, sometimes you have people that, like, for whatever reason, they just don't know what they're talking about,
they lose their mind,
or they're having a bad day and they're taking it out on you for whatever reason. You know, like there's various reasons why you get a customer that's difficult to deal with.
I've just never witnessed such a, it's like the deconstruction of the human brain. You know, when you're talking to somebody, you could see the gears turning, and it's like because they don't know what they're asking for sometimes, right?
Sure.
And they're trying to have a conversation with somebody, also trying to figure out what they're trying to do and put together whatever they're trying to build, mm-hmm. all in one conversation. Yeah. So when you're talking to them, it comes out like, ooh, ooga booga. Me needs rock fit here.
You ever watch Home Improvement?
Yeah. That's what it comes down to. That.
Everyone is Tim the Toolman Taylor coming in on the weekend.
Exactly, but it's just the how uncivilized people become. And, you know, it's not necessarily like their fault because they see a store like, oh, I need to fix my light fixture. But then it turned into, oh, I guess my furnace does need something. And then it turns into, you know what? My wall was leaking.
Well, it does turn into that.
So I understand if you're going to come into a store and you don't know what you want. And that's our job. To figure out what you need and what you want. And I get that. What it's not our job to do is babysit you in a whole in a conversation. Have people get, why do people feel the need? Like the word Karen. It comes out because these people will call management just for nothing. Like, oh, the air's a little sultry over there. Like, what?
What?
Like, how is that my fault? Oh, I saw you looking at some. What?
Let me get the manager involved.
Yeah, let me get the manager. But it's so strange how those. And if you're listening to this and you're just like, what? But seriously, if you're listening to this, give us a call. Give us your strangest retail story. 773-763-9278. And if you don't call, you know, I'll call the manager on you. But there is so many different avenues when it comes to, you know, how to handle those situations too, right? And I think my biggest way to handle those situations, you're going to have to find out after the break. We're going to come back here. Do you like that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, there you go. Find out my biggest ways to handle strange customers right after this break. Welcome back. It's One More Good Idea with me and Paul. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hey, when is Marcus going to have musical guests again? I know in the pandemic you can't really have people over here, but...
You haven't heard me singing in the background after every show? That's actually me
same. Whistling.
I'm like one of those puppeteers. I talk, but I'm also playing the guitar and drums at the same time. I don't know. It's going to be a transition of the show soon, but we're going to try to do something. I mean, I enjoy them. I think that he had a lot of good interviews that came with it as well.
Yeah,
I've always found the mind of a musician to be somewhat like above of like a normal person. You know, just
sure.
not like they're some crazy genius, but it's just how music comes out of somebody and just the way that, like, I can't make a song. Like,
yeah.
I can barely sing, but I can, how do these people make full albums and then afterwards still have more juice to squeeze out?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, that takes a lot, you know? I can only imagine, and, like, I know somebody who's a singer he's a big-time celebrity, and we're friends. I grew up with him. And I asked him, I'm like, how did you make a full album? And he just says he had to like leave everybody in his life and went on some like sabbatical and was just in the middle of like a forest and was just trying to listen to himself. And I'm like, that sounds so serene. How did you find anything? He's like, I stared at the moss and the moss spoke to me. I'm like, were you high? He's like, a little bit.
It's like turned into like what Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, like put a sandbox in his, like his piano on a sandbox or whatever. So I feel like I'm at the beach.
You know, he's the beach boy.
Yeah.
He's the beach. Anyway, hi, you're listening to One Market Idea with me. Usually it's Marcus Newman. He is traveling to Florida. I think he made
it. You can follow his vlog.
Yeah, you can follow his vlog. I'm gonna be sharing it to at One Market Idea. So if you want to go follow his adventures and the slow deconstruction of a trip.
Where in Florida is he going to?
I don't know where he's going. I know he told me. I ignored it. But okay. he told me something. He called me, and he's this. I wish I would record the conversations. He calls me. He's just like, hey, I'm not going to be made up there like yesterday. Hey, I'm not going to be there for a show.
That's when he told me.
I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, I'm driving. I'm like, all right, yeah, I know. He actually wanted to do the show from the road. Like he wanted to call in and do the show from the road. Which, you know, I told
him down on like I-75. Just hey, this is Marcus Newman.
Hey, this is Marcus. Yeah, right. It's cold. Yeah. How's the weather out there? I'll, you know, but it's cold. It's raining. Can't snow. But he, he called me and he's just like, yeah. No, I'm not there right now. Or I'm not gonna be there for the show. I'm just like, okay, no, it's cool, man. You could. I told him not to do it from the car, but it was an interesting conversation because I originally was like, okay, be safe.
Yeah.
Don't do the show.
Don't do the show from the car.
That would be a disaster if you got to an accident. What were we doing? Radio show.
Live radio.
I think, you know what? If he did get pulled over by the police, that would be probably the best excuse. What were you doing?
I was imagining, like, Marcus, like, Tucker Carlson, I'm coming for you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's going to Florida, so he's one inch closer. He's going to the swamp. but before we went to break, I did do a little tease, a little sultry tease.
That's right, you did.
And I was like, how do you handle the so-called Karens? You know there's a Karen law?
The Karen law.
There's a Karen law in California.
Okay.
It's like you can't call the police on anybody just because of their race, which I'm kind of surprised that wasn't already
a thing. Yeah.
I think the laws are put into place. Just they wait until the stupidest things can happen, and then they put in the law.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah, right. It's just like we shouldn't lick poles. Law, and then there's just some that are like. I want to look up like the worst laws ever, but anyway, there's a Karen law that says you can't do that. It's called the Karen law. They passed it because of the person in New York who the guy was walking his dog or something, and he was a black gentleman, and
yeah,
and the lady was just like, "Ah, you're disturbing me," and he's like, "I'm walking my dog." She's like, "Ah," and then called the police, and she got charged. For that, and then she's not in Cali, but Cali passed it. Cali's just that meta. But yeah, anyway, how to handle these Karens? What have you ever have you ever had such an irate customer that is just? And by the way, if you don't know what a Karen is, you're probably a Karen. No, if you don't know what a Karen is essentially somebody who, if you ever seen that meme with the lady holding the phone up, she's like, "I'm calling your manager," just with the blonde hair and then the short,
the Karen haircut. That's the weird, like, sort of short and flock of seagulls.
It's like,
almost.
It's like a bull haircut, mm-hmm, essentially. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is a Karen if you have the haircut. Just want to preference that. Like, you could be a perfectly fine person. You could even be named Karen and not be a Karen.
I feel sorry for Karen was such a nice name, and now there's all these Karens, actual named Karens out there that are like, darn it.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? That is essentially what it is. Have you ever experienced a Karen?
I'm sure I have. I mean, nothing comes to mind. I mean, I did also work in serving for a little while, too. So, you know, you'd have people that would order something a certain way. You know, I don't want this, I don't want that. But sometimes they would ask, you know, for something that's not even in the menu, or, you know, on in the item that they're ordering off the menu. So that was one way where I can recall at least a quote unquote Karen type of situation.
See, I've had plenty of these.
I've had
these conversations with people, and it is some of the most depressing things I've ever had to go through in my life. It's been, you know, ironically enough, it's been some of the most depressing things I've ever had to go through in my life, but also some of the most enlightening things, because it merely makes you think of who you are as a person and what your mental is made out of.
Okay.
Because you can't just go into it thinking with common sense. There's no common sense. Common sense has left the building prior. It didn't even come into the building, actually. The building, there's no building.
Okay.
It's just,
okay.
You're just here on a plot of dirt. And this person.
So what's the most ridiculous, like, Karen story that you have?
I was working, it was my first job. I was working at Office Max, Office Depot.
Okay.
It's the same thing. In case you're wondering.
I remember them being two distinctly different stores.
It's the
stores,
same thing. You know what? They combined when I got there.
Maybe not so much distinctly, two different stores.
I'm pretty sure it's Office Depot now because they closed all the Office Max.
Yeah, one buy out the other.
Yeah, but they said
they're all on. Staples it's, to me anyway.
Yeah, they're same company, yeah. Monopoly. Yeah, no, that's a thing. And in my youth, I was, I still am young, but I was angry. I was an angsty teen.
Rebellious youth.
Yeah.
Little
so
scamp.
I worked in the print department, and I was originally supposed to be not working in the print department. I was supposed to be in technology because I was good at selling computers. I was the top selling computer specialist in the district.
Hey,
and there was only two stores.
Talk to Nikos.
Yeah. You need that power coupling? I got you. No. But this person came in, and their computer wasn't working right. And I remember her name. Shout out to Ashley. And Ashley decided to change my perspective on life. She brought in this computer, and this computer was disgusting.
Okay.
Like there was like gook coming out of it. There was like a hornet's nest on the side of it. It was just disgusting. And she's like, "Can you fix this for me?" And you know, looking at it, I'm like, oh, I can see what's wrong with it, but I have to ask her what's wrong with it. She's like, "Oh, it's a little slow." I'm like, okay, yeah.
We vacuum that thing out. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, there's sand in it. Like, you probably could, hurt somebody. It's like a brick. So, and it had to be from like the early 2000s because it was a thick boy.
And it was running like Millennium Edition.
Yeah. Like what is it? Windows 10? It's like Windows -3.
Windows me. You know, yeah. Windows. Yeah, yeah.
Windows XP. So, I'm like, yeah. We have a speed test, and we have to plug in a USB thing into the computer. But the USB, it was so old, it still didn't have a USB like mark. So I had to get a USB converter. So I go and get a USB converter, and she's like, "What?" She's like, "What's taking so long?" And I'm just like, "Well, I gotta run the test." She's like, "Well, you just plugged in something." I'm like, "Yeah, but the test needs to run." She's like, "Okay, how long am I gonna be waiting?" I'm like, "Probably like 15 minutes." She's like, "15 minutes?"
Abracadabra heard.
But I'm like, "No, it's really not that long." She's like, "Okay, fine, 15 minutes. I'll give you 15 minutes and I'll be back." I'm like, "Okay, cool, no problem."
It's been 15 minutes.
And so I'm this computer's not even turning on, first off. And she had already walked away. So I'm just like, oh, okay. So the computer's not working. I'm trying to everywhere, power cord, everything. And seriously, it's sounding like an old car starting up. And like the wasp nest is attacking me. There's like, I'm trying to dig to the start button because there's sand on it. And the lady comes back. Well, I'm even joking, like 2 minutes later. And I tell her, I'm like, "Hey, I can't get this thing on." She's like, "Well, did you press the on button?" I pressed the on button. It's just not
sort of some sort of magical way that you turn it on.
Yeah,
you know?
There's. I mean, do you do something to turn it on? She's like, "Oh yeah, you got to plug it in, but you got to plug it in backwards. And when you plug it in backwards, you got to turn it on."
Plug it in backwards.
Yeah, am I plugging it backwards? What are you talking about? She's like, "Yeah, where you have that thing that you're trying to plug in for the to make it work faster, that needs to be where the power cord goes." I'm like, okay. So it doesn't fit in there because it's not where the power cord goes. She's like, well, I shove it in there all the time. And like upon a deeper look inside of it, it's essentially you're fitting the circle into the square.
Yeah.
And she's been shoving it in there. And it's not work. She's like, why isn't it working?
Because you have it. Like, ma'am, what do you use this for? why do you own a computer?
She hasn't. It hasn't been working for her because it hasn't been charging because she's been putting it in the wrong place. So I'm like, when was the last time you used this? She's like, about 10 years ago. I've just been trying to. I'm like, what are you trying to do here?
New computer.
Yeah, I'm just like, what are you trying to do here? No, but I asked him, like, so no, that's not where it goes. I guess it takes a couple minutes or an hour to boot up first. And I'm like, when was the last time you turned it, like, had it actually on? She's like, oh, about 5 years ago, but I haven't charged it in a little bit. I'm like, but how did you charge it to get to put it in the wrong place? So I just shoved it in anywhere, and it's just whatever. I'm like, okay. It's fine, whatever. She doesn't understand how the computer works. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I'm like, okay, explain it to her calmly. Something just snaps in her. Like, the conversation took a complete 180. She's like, are you really questioning me on my own computer? But keep in mind, this is me just asking her just simple questions.
What are you expecting here?
And we're only supposed to keep a customer with like this maybe like 15 minutes max. Otherwise, our boss starts circling like a shark, just like, move on. It's time to move. And it's reaching that 15-minute mark.
Close the sale.
Yeah. And I'm like, ma'am, I have to ask you these questions. I don't understand. She's like, well, I brought the computer to you for you to understand, and you're asking me how my computer works. How dare you? And I'm like, ma'am, I can't do it. She's like, yeah, exactly. I keep hearing I can't.
This isn't Geek Squad.
And she's like, I keep hearing I can't from your mouth. How dare you ask me?
Is that what she said?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm trying here. That was key. Then the computer finally boots up, and it sounds like you're going to hyperspeed in Star Wars. But it kicked out. Like, I swear, it went and it went bing bing, and then like it just stopped working. She's like, you broke it. She looked me dead in the eyes, like dead in the eyes, and was like, you broke it. Get me your manager. And I'm like, you know what? I'm actually fine with doing that. I'm like, okay. So I explained what happened, and shout out to Tyler. He's not listening, but shout out to Tyler.
Your manager?
Yeah. We're actually still friends. But
that's awesome.
But shout out to Tyler. He was very patient with me. I was very stupid, but I knew how to do this. And
how old is Tyler?
Tyler's like 25
at this point.
Now he's like 30 now.
Okay, but, so 25 or whatever. He's like in his 20s. So either way,
so. I went up to Tyler.
This middle-aged woman comes in with her old raggedy computer.
It has sand in it. It was gross. It was the gross.
Her old sandy computer.
I don't know where she was keeping it. Like, she must have kept it in there, like her back house or something. I don't know. But, so I go to Tyler. I'm like, Tyler, man, this lady's crazy. I'm just
having a sidebar with him, while she's cooling off somewhere.
Well, she's out. Yeah. She's in the front. I went to the back to go talk to Tyler. And Tyler's like, he looked in the camera. He's like, I've dealt with her a bunch of times. I'm not doing that. I'm like, no. You need to come out and help me. He's like, no, you
so
take
care.
So
she was like a serial bad shopper.
Yeah, and I was still like new for like 6 months. I haven't seen her. But he's telling me, no, you can't. He's like, I'm not going out there. I'm like, no, you need to go out there. He's like, no, I'm not dealing with that. You need to deal with that. And I'm like, no, so she's good. Asking for you. And then he gives me.
Little Nico screw up that day.
Yeah, he gives me a name badge that says manager. And
after talking to this woman, you come back. By the way, I wear the badge.
So I come back, and now I'm wearing. Tyler, I'm only like 17. Yeah. So Tyler's just like, yeah, take care of it. You can do it.
And, does it at least have your name on it, or just say manager?
It just says manager. So I come back there, and the lady's like, hey, so where's the manager? And I did that that thing where I turned around and was like, well, I am the manager. And she lost her mind. She grabbed the computer. Something just like she couldn't believe that I was the manager. Thanks. Like, why would you go in the back to get your title card to come out as the manager? And I'm just like, dude, I'm like, I this is it. Like, I can't tell you anything else. Like, you could either. I could keep doing this test and try to boot, like, resuscitate your computer, or we can just move on.
Did she buy a new computer?
No. She proceeded to rip out the cord, which took down half of our system. She threw the cord at me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She threw the cord at me. She had the laptop. She threw it on the ground. And she's like, I'm never coming back here again.
So, like, she destroyed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is all recorded
somewhere.
And
did she come back again?
No, she never came back again. But
that was it.
But what I learned from that experience.
Maybe you took one for the team. That experience had to happen in order to get her to stop shopping there.
Moral of the story is that I was actually plugging in the plug into the wrong place. And she was actually right. Where I was, where that back thing that she was shoving it in there, it was just so cracked that it was actually where you're supposed to plug it in. And when I asked her, no, this isn't where you're supposed to plug it in. It's just where you're supposed to plug it in. So it's just take patience with these people. Just break it down. If they go irate and they blow up on you, you know what? Then you walk away, and that's it.
You were the one that was.
It was actually me. It was my fault.
But, oh my goodness!
But how we got there was how to handle this thing. You know, you gotta really listen to these people, and let because they're angry already. Like something has brought them there to that level where they're so angry, right? And you. Even if you're asking them the right questions of, like, what you need to do, you know, they're going to be mad either way, right? So you just have to let them air it out. Just keep, like, but you got to sometimes...
Diffuse the situation.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if they're on some, like, rant where it's just, you know, they're trying to attack you or something,
yeah.
You know, then you don't. Then you just leave. But, like, if they're just angry about some situation, maybe, like, be like, yeah, I agree with that. That sucks. And I've diffused plenty of... angry customers that way now, where and I feel like that's just in general with people. People just want to be listened, right? Are like listened to. They just want to hear what they want. We have some callers on the line. I'm gonna answer. Paul's gonna stall and tell us something about the Bears.
No, I think we should just put them on. They're all 847s. Let's just throw one on.
All right, caller number one, you're on the air.
Caller from the 847. You're on One More Good Idea with Nikos and Paul. What's on your mind?
Hello, caller.
I don't understand why you are making jokes about people coming into the store not being happy with your work, because it's very frustrating to people, and it makes us angry, and you're supposed to be better at it. Otherwise, why do you have a job?
You're right, sir. And I agree. And I agree with that. We are supposed to be better. And I agree. But sometimes,
also,
but it also hold on. It also says that when... a person comes into the store, you know, you ask them, hey, are you looking for something, right? You're asking them for questions on how are you going to get me from step A to step B so that we can both help each other. If we don't help each other, we're not going to get anywhere. So, like, you're most likely one of those people that has had bad retail experiences. And I apologize. And I can't. You know what? On behalf of all, I'm sorry for that experience. But you can't just go in there and be like, it's your, like, come into a store. It's your fault that I'm in trouble.
Well, and your story was from a few years ago,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was like 10.
Yeah, taking that turn there. But
yeah, but it's just, you know, that's just experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I get it. Going to another 847 number. Hello, you were on the air with me.
I was just going to tell you, you got the Karen story wrong. The woman was the one who had the dog. The black guy was a bird watcher who didn't.
Oh, like yeah.
Having the dog unleashed.
Right. Okay. Yeah. There it goes. Yeah. That was such a weird story, right? That would happen. But that's so. Like, that happens so many times that people have just started now speaking up about it. But, yeah, that is, you're correct, though, about the Karen story. Thank you for clearing that up.
Okay.
All right, man. All right, now we're going to go to another 847 number.
Getting a lot of 847s. 847,
shout out the 847s. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I had a story. It was actually a male Karen. He came in with 14 used construction tools after having them for a year and wanted to return them for full price. And when I told him that we didn't do that, started screaming and staring and threw a rake across the counter at me.
Oh, my God. I was never working in at the front end where you had to do carry all the returns, but I was definitely a person who brought up the mad customers to the front end people.
Here you
so
go.
You know what? I'm sorry for that. I was probably one of those people that was like, "Here, he's trying to return something. I don't know," and then I gave it to you. So I apologize for that. That sucks, though. Did you dodge the rake, or did the rake hit you?
I did dodge the rake, and my manager gave me the rest of the day off, so it was kind of worth it, but also, like, traumatized.
All right, cool. Thanks for calling in. Keep calling in with your Karen story. Thank you for listening. All right, we're going to go to a 314 number. I've never seen a 314 number, but hey, how you doing? You are on the air.
Yeah, how you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
What's up? What do you want to talk about today?
You know what? I applaud you guys, you know, from working in retail because, you know, some of these people come in, like you said, they come in with an attitude. They're just looking to start something, you know. That's why I could never work in retail. Like the last caller was talking about, you guys should be better. You can only take so much of this bull crap from these people. I see these retailers, when I go into the store, see how these customers be treating some of these people behind the counter, man, and it's just totally ridiculous, you know. So I applaud you guys, man.
Thank you.
It makes no sense, Ray. Some of these people, they come in there with an attitude, and you could, like you said, you could just be nice, just have a pleasant comment, and they just want to go off on you, you know?
They use it as like a venting mechanism. It's like they come into these stores.
It's out on you.
Exactly. They come into these stores, and it's just, I'm not here to be free therapy. Hey, thank you for calling, man. We're going to go to another caller, another 847. What's going on? Hello, 847.
Hi, this is the best show I've ever heard. You guys are way better than the normal guy.
No. Marcus is great.
That guy, Marcus, he is a little bit annoying.
Okay. We can't bash Marcus here. We can't do that. I gotta drop you. I do agree. Nikos is way better. But no. But thank you for calling anyway. I appreciate it.
So if anyone that makes programming decisions happens to be listening.
Yeah, and he's definitely not listening. So, but anyway, hey, the number to call in is 773-763-927. We have about 3 minutes, so if you want to get in your quick retail stories, you can. I'm going to give you like 30 seconds, and then we're going to cut you off. But we got another 847. Shout out to 847. How are you doing? All right. And I pressed the wrong button. Hold on. 847, how are you doing? Good morning.
Hi. The weather in Florida is
amazing. Oh, God. Here he is.
That's what I was going to say.
Those last two callers, those guys were rude. What's up with that guy?
The last dude, he was trying. Hey, if you don't know who this is Marcus Newman, everybody. He's here to defend his territory.
You guys are amazing. I love this show. I would listen to this every week.
I don't know
if it was as good as your show, though. I'd rather listen to your show.
Because my favorite part, Nikos, is when you admit to the whole world that the woman was right and you were wrong.
But that's part of the process, though. You have to admit when you're wrong. But you
Night Shyamalan story.
But you have to go through the motions and really fully understand like why that happened. I now know. But that's what I mean. At the end of the day, it taught me a lesson. That I really did need to just listen to what she was trying to tell me to do.
Well, listen, you guys are the best. Great show. I'm so proud to be associated with you guys. Thank you for carrying the weight for me.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Marcus.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for going to Florida. Hey, how's the drive? Yeah. How was the whole thing?
22 straight hours of driving.
Whew. That's insanity.
I drove straight through. I mean, I did stop for gas because otherwise I would have run out. But I made it. No big deal.
Cool. Well, hey, man.
I love you guys, man. Take it easy. Close the show. Have fun. I love the show. It was great.
All right, man. I'll see you when I see you.
Yep.
All right, see ya. All right. Well, you heard it from Marcus Newman himself. He enjoyed the show. I think we've had a success. Hey, and I just want to thank
the rubber stamp of approval.
Yeah,
at the end
I know.
There.
Hey, I just want to thank everybody that called in and gave us your stories. That was awesome. Shout out to that girl who got not hit with a rake and then got the day off. Can you imagine? I've gotten hit with worse, and I was told to go right back out there. She got the actual day off. So that's what's up. You have succeeded. We have about a minute left. I just want to go out there and say thank you to Marcus Newman for giving me the opportunity. Thank you guys for listening. I really do hope you enjoyed. I know I went on for little stories and rants about retail. I know retail is such a big thing, but you know, we all have to go to these stores. If you go to retail, don't be like that guy who called in and blamed us. But don't be that male Karen, because that's what that guy probably
that
is.
Kyle, isn't
yeah,
it?
The Kyle.
Yeah.
No, just if you're going to retail, you know, just These people are just here to help you. You know, just be give a little bit more patience, but also maybe use some of that patience and go to facebook.com/onemoregoodidea with Marcus Newman and go give us a follow. We would really, really appreciate that. Paul, you have 10 seconds to give your closing remarks.
Go Raiders tonight against the Chiefs.
Okay,
go Liverpool.
All right, and you
pull
soiled
out the
it.
List.
You soiled it. All right, thank you, everybody. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you on the next exciting episode of One More Good Idea with Marcus Newman.
The preceding program, One More Good Idea, was sponsored by Marcus Newman, and to the extent applicable, his guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.